Deus sai. Com sobrenasce a mão de Sapa. Sobre a Senhora, você pode estar em dúvida. O Cristo é o nome do Satchitana. That means those three things are combined in his Suru. That means his Satsuru, Chitsuru, and the Namasuru. Then even though Krishna's Akanda Tattva is not divided, still, without the existence of his other three expansions, Krishna has no separate existence. Krishna himself is Chitsurup. Shivani Radhika herself is Lalini Surup. And Galadev himself is Satsurup. Or Sangini Surup. These three are not different from each other, but still, for Lila, Krishna takes these three different forms.
One second.
Hello. Therefore Krishna, even though he was in Dwarka, he was crying in salvation from the devotees, the Vrijavasis. Therefore Krishna said, I cannot go to Vrindavan. And there are many reasons why I cannot go. But Baladev immediately went to Vrindavan in order to pacify the Vrijavasis and especially the Gopis in order to pacify them because they are in so much separation from Krishna. So in order that the Gopis would forget their unhappiness in separation from Krishna, then for them Baladev did Vyas Lila. Some people say, Baladev, he only does Vyas Lila with his own gopis. Who is it that may be okay? But Krishna performs Lila in Apakat Vrindavan and also in Gaudiya Vrindavan. Vrindavan in this world. Therefore, in Gaudiya Vrindavan, all types of gopis are there. When we speak of ordinary mundane morality, even in the heavenly planets, there is no room there. Who is wife, who is sister, who is grandmother? There is no room there, like in this world. Therefore, even the absolutes in the heavenly planets have no fault. Want to speak of the pastimes and applicants for the glory of Vrindavan? How can there be fault there? The main problem is that we think grass is dirty, some dirty happenings. But really, Rasa-lila means only dancing and singing, not more than that. Therefore, Baladev, when he sings, his singing can also attract everyone. It describes the time of Sankarshan Bhad, Lila, Sankachut, that Krishna and Balaram were both singing and they attracted the minds of everyone. All became unconscious when they heard the singing of Krishna and Balaram. Therefore Balaram was singing and all became attracted. Maddened. When the gopis became thirsty, then Balaram called the Yamuna. We should understand that Yamuna has two surups. One as Vishaka, and the other is Kalindi, the wife of the ocean. Therefore, Baladev did not touch Yamuna, Vishaka, he dragged called the wife of the ocean. But she did not come, therefore, by force, he dragged her there, and she begged forgiveness. Another pastime is Dvivida Dhruva. Dvivida. Dvivida means to understand. He understood with a mentality of separateness. He thought there is a difference between Rav and Lakshman. Never in the Ramayana, Duda's name is many times mentioned. He was one of the main generals. He was one of the main generals of Hanuman's army. He had so much faith towards Krishna, but towards Lakshman he did not have faith. In fact, he used to criticize Lakshman. Therefore, when Ram went back to Godhead, all the monkeys went with him except for Duryodhana Gorilla, he stayed. And Krishna Gorilla also stayed. He had bhakti towards Krishna, but he could not have bhakti towards Ram, Balaram. Therefore, when Balaram was singing, Duryodhana Gorilla misbehaved with those ladies by catching their cloth, making faces, showing his backside. Therefore, Balaram cannot take offense to Krishna. He cannot tolerate offense to the devotee. Therefore, he finished the Duryodhana Gorilla. When Balaram, in order not to participate in the Mahabharata war, Baladev went on Tirtha Brahman. Baladev visited all the holy places. When he came to Manasaranya, there Loma Hashim was giving lecture. When Baladev entered, all stood to respect him, but Loma Hashim had pride. He is not a speaker of the Puranas, he is not special, therefore he did not stand to respect Baladev Prabhu. Sugrita says, one who has pride cannot speak Bhagavad. Therefore, we should not have the false ego, I am Guru, I am Acharya, I know everything. Then we should be very careful, this mood should not come in our mind. Therefore, Baladev, that time, even PV sounded like Somat, Sananda, Sanat Kumar were also in the audience, the Somat Rishi side. But Baladev killed him with his hand. Some say with a piece of grass. He chopped off his head.
Kushna.
Then with the sadhus, they said, oh, now we cannot hear Harikata. Please make some arrangement. Baladev said, I can give him life again. Then Somat Adi Rishi said, no, what you have done is okay, but please do some other arrangement. Therefore Baladev sat, the son of Ramahasan Rishi, Sukta Goswami, and blessed him, he became a great speaker of the Puranas. We heard very nicely how Lakshman serves Ram. But not just in Ram Leela, in many, many other Leelas, Baladev serves Bhagavan, especially as a farmer. Therefore, for Krishna Seva, Baladev is cultivating many different types of souls. From Dwarka, in the Adityapavyuha, he manifests the Nityasiddha associates for the service in Dwarka. That is called Mul Sankarshan. But when that Mul Sankarshan expands into Vaikuntha, then he is known as Maha Sankarshan. And then he expands the Nityasiddha Jivas for the service of the other incarnations like Ram, Narasimha, Narayan. Also he comes in the form of Mahavishnu. And there also he produces Tathastha Jivas for the service of the Lord. This is all Aishwarya Leela. Baladev manifests the Nityasiddha Jivas for the service in Vrindavan, that is Madhurya Leela. But in Aishwarya Leela, he manifests many types of Jivas. As Mahavishnu, he manifests the Tathastha Jivas. Some Jivas use their independence correctly and go to Vaikuntha and other places. and some jivas misuse their independence and come towards Maya. And finally, Bhagavan Baladev takes the form of Shesh, and upon him sleep Kurumaksai Vishnu, Ganabaraksai Vishnu, and Kiranaksai Vishnu. They all sleep on the snake bed of Shesh. Therefore, Baladev has served in all these ways. The Buddha said, I hope that Baladev might bless us. Buddha said, me and everyone, that we may enter into Krishna's seva. So last night, Gurudev also asked me this morning to speak about what he spoke about Sri Rupa Goswami. So I did not take notes. Something must be missing. So he said, we have had a chance to hear the glories of Rupa Goswami. So we cannot hear these anywhere else, Gurudev. So Rupa Goswami is famous for being Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhisthan Stati Tanya Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Abhisthan. Rupa Goswami is famous for establishing the Manavis, the eternal desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was Mahaprabhu's internal desire? Two desires. Premaras Nirjas, to taste prema, and Ragma Bhakti Lok Korite Prachar, and to distribute Ragma. Especially Guru Goswami established the bona fide of Parikiras. How? So much evidence is there in the Bhagavatam that Parikiras is present. Gurudev said it's not disgusting or rejected. We should not think that it's some like mundane relationship between a mature man and a mature woman. No need for Swami Bhagavan, the source of all incarnations, to come to this world to taste a mundane rasa. The Buddha was speaking, the gopis have discussed Sutavayanvayo Vrata Bandhava. The gopis said, oh Krishna, we left our family members, our husbands, our fathers, for your seva. When the gopis left everything and came to Krishna, when he played his flute, Krishna said, you go back and serve your husbands. If a Rupa Goswami established by using especially the pramans from the Bhagavatam, the bona fide of Parikiras. And how to attain that ras, Rupa Goswami described in his books. Therefore, the manobist of Mahaprabhu was to take this Parikiras. And Rupa Goswami established the bona fide of Parikiras in this world. Therefore, that was the main point. Okay? Vanchaya Father, Jindras Chanta, Pasudhya, Vanchaya.
Thank you, Maharaj.
As in which he established the bona fide of Parikiras up to a Samatha Sindhu.
But also by collecting the